Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, Bitcoin targets $36,000 key Wyckoff level with altcoins set to grind up heavier. As you can see right here, Bitcoin's headed towards a key Wyckoff level this morning as Bitcoin price action got traders excited about an altcoin surge. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis and checking out this tweet from Rec Capital. Bitcoin dips to the $33,000 area and holds the orange higher low perfectly. According to the Wyckoff accumulation schematic, Bitcoin is now in the very final stages of phase C. Bitcoin needs to break past 36,000 to enter phase D, which will take us above and beyond that $40,000 resistance. And as Mikhail van de Pop tweeted, most likely expectation is that altcoins will be grinding up way heavier than Bitcoin in the coming period. They look great and got destroyed through that final drop of Bitcoin to 30,000. Therefore, I'm expecting them to continue outperforming Bitcoin in the coming months. Also in today's show, Bitcoin exchange supply hits a 6-month low as accumulation continues. As Santiment points out here, the ratio of Bitcoin supply on exchanges has encouragingly slid down to its lowest since early January. The 6-month low is a promising sign as it generally will indicate that there is a decreased risk of more major Bitcoin sell-offs. Also in today's show, Ethereum is already flipping Bitcoin according to the Celsius CEO. That's right. In a Monday interview with KitGo News, Mashinsky argued that the Ether flipping is already happening right now. And quoting him here, the flipping already happened. Ethereum already surpassed Bitcoin in dollar terms as the total holdings of the Celsius community. And I think that the broader market will follow in the next year or two. Also in today's show, Bitcoin to sell past $140,000 after Bitcoin clears this hurdle, says the Celsius Network CEO, Alex Mashinsky, as he shares in this tweet, at least $5 billion will have to be unwound off the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, which may take Bitcoin prices back to the $29,000 levels. After this July sell-off, we should see smooth sailing for the rest of the year as we break a new all-time high on our way to the $140,000 to $160,000 price range per BTC. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most of the major altcoins are back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. The market is pumping. Once again, I got a lot to cover, so let's break it down. Bitcoin headed towards a key Wyckoff level this morning on Tuesday as Bitcoin price action got traders excited about an altcoin surge. And right here on your screen, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now let's talk about this Wyckoff in focus below 36,000. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin trading up 4.6 6% versus the previous day's lows on Tuesday. And after seeing tests of 33,000 support, the bulls won out overnight, sending Bitcoin higher. Now the key level to watch out for resistance is at that $36,000 level. According to the Wyckoff analysis, a popular method for charting Bitcoin price action, 36,000 marks a likely end of phase C and the beginning of a phase D for Bitcoin, with trajectory favoring the upside. Checking out this tweet from Rec Capital here, Bitcoin dips to the $33,000 area and holds the orange higher low perfectly. According to the Wyckoff accumulation schematic, Bitcoin is now in the very final stages of phase C. As you can see right here on your screen, Bitcoin needs to break past that $36,000 resistance to enter phase D. And as you can see right here, once we enter phase D, that will take the Bitcoin price above and beyond that critical 40K resistance, but it all starts with 36,000. Also like to point out potential higher targets, which include an unfilled CME futures gap above 46,500. This would be a significant move if it were to happen, as Bitcoin would effectively exit a trading range in which it has been sitting in for multiple weeks. And trader Philby offered a more sobering view. Bears, he warned, were still in command of levels that have attracted the highest volumes, the so-called point of control, or POC, as he shares in this tweet. Trends remain down, bears dominating the POC slash middle of the range. It is what it is until the POC becomes support. So Bitcoin versus the altcoins in a game of grinding, currently where we at. Conditions meanwhile may be right for altcoins to benefit more than Bitcoin in the midterm. In an atmosphere in which cryptos broadly grind up rather than shoot higher, it may be more than just Bitcoin that forms a point of interest, according to crypto trader Mikhail Van de Pop, who argues here in this tweet. Most likely expectation is that altcoins will be grinding up way heavier than Bitcoin in the coming period. They look great and got destroyed through that final drop of Bitcoin to 30,000. Therefore, I'm expecting them to continue outperforming Bitcoin in the coming months. Do you agree or disagree with Mikhail Van de Pop? Let me know in the comments below. And some of the top 50 cryptocurrencies by market cap woke up overnight, seeing gains that top 10%. Ether, the largest altcoin, traded up 3% to $2,340. Meanwhile, many decentralized finance tokens were the standouts over the past 24 hours, surging like a mofo, namely Sushi and Aave, which rallied by roughly 20%. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin exchange supply hits a six-month low as accumulation continues, as well as Ethereum already flipping Bitcoin, according to the Celsius CEO, as well as Bitcoin a sale past $140,000 after Bitcoin clears this hurdle. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most major altcoins currently in the green and breaking out, with Bitcoin up 1.3%, trading at about $34,000. We have Ether up 3.9%, trading at $2,300 even. Binance Coin up 5%, trading at $311. Polkadot up 3.5%, trading at $15.43. And Chainlink up almost 7%, trading at $19.35. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day, shall we? The amount of Bitcoin held on exchanges has been declining steadily since mid-May, offering reassurance that the worst of the market sell-off has passed. At current levels, Bitcoin's exchange supply is at its lowest level since early January, according to crypto analytics firm Santiment. As they share here in this tweet, the ratio of Bitcoin supply on exchanges has encouragingly slid down to its lowest since early January. The six-month low is a promising sign, as it generally will indicate that there is a decreased risk of more major Bitcoin sell-offs. So there you have it. Also, exchange inflows began to spike in early May, which likely served as a precursor to Bitcoin's steep sell-off through the middle of the month. The Bitcoin sell-off intensified on May 19th, culminating in a $1.2 trillion decline for the entire crypto market. Exchange flow data is an important metric for monitoring Bitcoin's price trajectory in the short to medium terms. Net inflows often foretell a steep sell-off as more investors transfer their holdings from cold wallets, possibly for the purpose of selling. Case in point, in May, Bitcoin experienced the biggest exchange inflow since the March 2020 NOVID-related crash. Meanwhile, Bitcoin remains in a firm intermediate downtrend. Investors are finding more reasons to be bullish. The speed of adoption in places like Latin America and El Salvador, where they have adopted Bitcoin as legal tender, as well as an anticipated shift in mining from China to other regions, and growing indications that the market has bottomed, are all the causes for optimism currently in the market. If you're currently bullish on the king of all crypto, write BTFD in the comments right down below. On the flip side, analysts continue to warn of an uncertain outlook in the short term, with several prominent industry voices calling for a steeper correction this year. Do you feel that the bottom is currently in at about 28,800, or do you feel the floor has yet to be determined? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next story of the day, Ether already flipping Bitcoin, says the Celsius CEO, as well as Bitcoin to sell past $140,000 after Bitcoin Bitcoin clears this hurdle. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting above $1.4 trillion with $75 billion in volume in the past 24 hours and the Bitcoin dominance at 44.5% with the Ether dominance at 18.5%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Mobile Go up a whopping 45,000%, unless this is a glitch. I have no clue, never heard of this crypto before, but holy moly, if this is true, that is crazy. KuCoin token up 35%, trading at $10.75. Synthetics up 26%, trading at $11.62. And Aave up 15%, trading at $327. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100, we have XDC down 8% for the day, but still up 37% for the week, trading at 10 cents. The Graph down about 8% for the day, but still up 18% for the week, trading at 72 cents. And Telcoin down about 5% for the day, trading at 2.2 cents. Now, out of this list of the biggest gainers and losers, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 20 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 29, last week a 25, and last month a 17 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin, the largest crypto by market cap, has already started losing its market dominance to Ether, according to Celsius Network CEO Alex Mashinsky. In a Monday interview with Kitco News, Mashinsky argued that the Ether flippening, or the hypothetical scenario in which Ether overtakes Bitcoin as the world's most valued crypto, is already happening right now. Mashinsky said that the flippening has already happened on Celsius. We manage about $17 billion in deposits or in customer coins, and the number one coin held in dollar terms is Ethereum, he shared. Mashinsky also predicted that Ethereum will have completely surpassed Bitcoin in terms of market cap by 2022 or 2023. Quoting him right here, the flippening already happened. Ethereum already surpassed Bitcoin in dollar terms as the total holdings of the Celsius community. And I think that the broader market will follow it into the next year or two. We will see that flippening happening also in the broader market. Mashinsky went on to suggest that the main trigger for the upcoming flippening would be the difference between the key use cases of Bitcoin and Ether. According to the CEO, Bitcoin's primary use case is as a store of value, while Ethereum's major use case is yield farming, the practice of staking or locking up crypto in return for rewards. Quoting him here, yield is an application that just has a broader use base. So I think over time, you will see a broader adoption of Ethereum than of Bitcoin. But obviously, both of them are exceptional applications and exceptional blockchains, and we will see a broad adoption of both. It's just that one will exceed the other, Mashinsky stated. Do you agree with Mashinsky? Let me know in the comments below if you feel that Ether will flip on the king of all crypto. Now, launched in 2018, the Celsius Network is a decentralized lending and borrowing platform, allowing users to earn rewards by transferring their coins to the Celsius wallet and to borrow dollars or stable coins against their crypto collateral. The platform operates its own Cell token, that is an ERC-20 coin running on the Ethereum network. Bitcoin has emerged as the world's oldest digital currency and the most valued crypto, dominating altcoins like Ethereum in terms of the market cap. Ether, the second largest crypto by market cap, was launched in 2015 and has yet to overtake Bitcoin in terms of market value. And right here, you're looking at the all-time Bitcoin dominance chart, and Mashinsky isn't alone in thinking that Ethereum will flip Bitcoin in terms of value. Last week, Galaxy Digital founder and CEO Michael Novogratz also predicted that Ethereum could become the biggest cryptocurrency one day. Do you agree that Ethereum will likely flip Bitcoin one day, or do you feel that's a pipe dream? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin to sell past $140,000 after Bitcoin clears this particular hurdle. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 830 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify to Google Play and Apple's iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Celsius Network Chief Executive Alex Mashinsky predicts Bitcoin can soar above $140,000 this cycle, but only after surviving one last sell-off event. That's right, the head of crypto lending and borrowing platform tells his 106,000 followers that Bitcoin has so far survived two massive bearish catalysts in a short amount of time. Checking out his tweet right here, we have seen two capitulation sell-in events for Bitcoin in the past 2 months. Number one, retail FOMO bought the run up to 65,000, sold 3 billion worth. And number two, flash sell-in last week of 3 billion that included miners and China retail, some FUD selling. We're about to see the third and last wave. Number three, we're about to get one more wave of selling, mostly from FOMO, 20 billion worth of Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, arbitrary institutional trade. Hedge funds use leveraged loans from Genesis Trading and others to buy Bitcoin in January/February 2021 that will become unlocked for the first time starting next week. Mashinsky posits that the last wave of selling will come from funds that he predicts will take advantage of the $20 billion worth of the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares that will be unlocked this month. He expects funds that want to capture price differences in the market for arbitrage opportunities will short Bitcoin and purchase Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares at a high discount. According to Mashinsky, the net result is $5 billion worth of sell pressure, which could drive the Bitcoin price below $30,000. Now, analysts at JP Morgan predicted last month that the unlocking of the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares could be a bearish catalyst as it gives the hodlers a chance to sell their coins. Investors who buy the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares have to wait for a 6-month lock-in period before they can sell their holdings. That's right. If you purchase the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, you must hold your shares for a minimum of 6 months. And although the Celsius Network head is short-term bearish on the King crypto, he expects it to massively rally towards the end of the year after the sell-off, as he shares here in this tweet. At least $5 billion will have to be unwound off the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, which may take Bitcoin prices back to the $29,000 levels. After this July sell-off, we should see smooth sailing for the rest of the year as we break new all-time highs on our way to the $140,000 to $160,000 price range per BTC. And before correcting back to the $90,000 levels to close the 2021 year-end, I have shared these ranges on Twitter, KitGo News, Yahoo Finance, and Bloomberg TV since January, including a prediction in February/March that we will retest the $30,000 levels, and I stand by my year-end projections. And Willy Woo chimed in right here. That's not how the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust inventory works. It's Hotel California for BTC. It can enter but never leave, apart from the 2% annualized fee, which is deducted regularly. Keep an eye on the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust premium for underlying demand. Demand is climbing. Also, some more controversial tweets here. He shares, looks like I was not clear, so let's try again. Number one, Grayscale Bitcoin Trust discount will increase to as much as 25%. Number two, funds that will want to capture the arbitrage will short Bitcoin and buy Grayscale Bitcoin Trust at the high discount. And number three, because $20 billion comes unlocked, it is a big event. I expect at least $5 billion to do this trade. Net result, $5 billion of Bitcoin sell pressure. If you want to be long, only then wait for a larger Grayscale Bitcoin Trust discount and buy. If you don't like the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, you will have another chance to buy Bitcoin at sub 35,000. And no matter what, we are going higher after this indigestion. So there you have it, all the way up. Let's go BTC. What are your thoughts surrounding his $140,000 to $160,000 Bitcoin price prediction? Do you agree or disagree? And when do you feel this is likely to occur? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin targets $36,000 key Wyckoff level with altcoin set to grind up even heavier. I broke down the latest analysis from crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop and Rec Capital. Also in today's show, we discussed the Bitcoin exchange supply hitting a 6-month low as accumulation continues. Also in today's show, Ether already flipping Bitcoin, according to the Celsius CEO, who also predicts that Bitcoin to sell past $140,000 after Bitcoin clears this particular hurdle. So where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com /CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?